This is Vatican Radio. In a few moments, you can listen to a reflection on the Sunday Gospel for this, the 10th Sunday in Ordinary Time. This week, the reflection is presented by Ryan Black, a seminarian from the Pontifical Scots College here in Rome. But first, let's listen to Sean Patrick Lovett reading this week's Gospel for us.
Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her, and said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, crying out, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region.
Well, I think the Gospel from today, the 10th Sunday of Ordinary Time, is a very special one because it really shows us something of the human nature of Jesus Christ. That might seem strange because Jesus raises someone from the dead, and of course that speaks to us of the divine nature. But there's that wonderful line in the Gospel today. He was moved with pity for her and said to her, "Do not weep." It's just absolutely amazing. It reminds us, of course, of Jesus weeping at the death of his own friend Lazarus in John's Gospel. And this account from Luke is particularly special for us this year in the Jubilee Year of Mercy, because obviously Jesus looks at this woman, this widow, and he's moved with pity, he's moved with compassion, and actually performs one of the spiritual works of mercy in comforting the afflicted. He does much more than that, of course. He raises this widow's son, and it speaks to us about many things, probably particularly the fact that in today's society, in many places, this woman would have had little standing and many people would have had little time for her at all. She was a widow, she had lost her son, there were mourners there, and they probably, in many places now, would have gone on with their work the next day and forgotten all about her. But Jesus realises how important this event has been for this woman in her life. We've all suffered loss in our life. We all know someone who has suffered great pain at the death of a family member, but we can't quite imagine the pain, many of us, of a parent when they lose a child. It's devastating. I'm sure most of us will know someone in the family. We can't quite come to terms with it ourselves, never mind try to console these people. It isn't a problem for Jesus because, of course, Jesus' compassion gives life. His mercy gives life to the son, but also gives life to all of the people around him at this event outside Nain, to the disciples who are with him, and to all of the people who are carrying the coffin for this widow. They come to encounter God in this raising this man from the dead. There's a contrast and a similarity with the first reading that we heard today from the first book of the Kings, when Elijah raises the son of a widow. There are a few differences. Most obviously, Elijah takes the son into the bedroom and prays to God that this son will be raised to life again. In the Gospel, it's very different because Jesus commands the boy to be risen. He raises him from the dead on his own authority. There's a very stark difference because God is present. God isn't listening to the prayers of a prophet anymore. God is present among these people who are dying. He is raising them from the dead himself. It then seems a little bit strange then because when we're listening to the Gospel today, we hear that the response, the first response of most of the people who are there is that a great prophet has arisen in our midst. They don't get it. They don't get that God is there. God is raising this man from the dead. We then hear, though, that other people say God has visited his people. There is something changing in Nain and in Judea and in Samaria at this time because more and more people are coming to follow Christ. We even hear that at the beginning of the Gospel, because in the second line, it's almost a throwaway line, his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. More and more people are coming to recognise Christ for who he really is. He is the incarnate Son of the incarnate Word of God. There's another line in the Gospel which I would like to reflect on, because it speaks to me, but speaks to hopefully most of us, about the passion of Christ, which of course overarches the entire ministry on earth. The line is, "The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother." Now this speaks to me of the passion. It speaks to me of Jesus giving Mary to John and giving John to Mary at the cross. I think it's important that we remember the passion and that we live out the passion every time we read the Gospel, whether it's in the ministry of Jesus in Galilee or whether it's on the approach to Jerusalem or whether it's the passion narrative itself, because it speaks to us of the divine mercy of God, the real compassion of God which gives life. It's the compassion that gives life in this event with the widow and her son. It's the compassion that gives life to all on the cross in Jerusalem on Calvary. It also encourages us to form a real relationship with Mary as well. She is our mother. And she prays every day that she will not lose us, just as that mother in Nain prayed that she would not lose her own son. So maybe at the end of this Gospel, we should be praying for two things. First of all, for the compassion for others. That is what God wills for us, and it's what gives life to men, even now, all around the world. And we should also be praying to Our Lady for her prayer, for her assistance, and that she will continue to pray for us, that we won't be lost, and that we will one day be joined with her, our mother, in heaven.
You were listening there to Ryan Black, a seminarian from the Pontifical Scots College here in Rome.